USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill to President Trump's removal of U.S. troops from Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a resolution denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and urging President Trump to reverse course.
I hope the administration is trying to mitigate the damage done by the decision to withdraw from eastern Syria.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees, but he's much more forceful in urging the president to take action.
There are ISIS prisoners escaping who aim to do harm and the United States.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
New charges for 11 of the parents in the college admission bribery scandal. Last week, prosecutors gave a warning to parents that are still fighting back. Plead guilty or prepare to face new bribery charges. And four of the parents did decide to change their plea in Boston federal court. Prosecutors then dropped the hammer, filing another bribery charge against 11 of them, including actress Lori Loughlin. On the eve of its quarterly earnings report, Boeing ousted the head of its commercial airplanes division. KIRO reporter Heather Bosch.
Kevin McAllister, president of Boeing's commercial airplanes division, is being replaced. This follows changes to the company's executive team, including removing Boeing's CEO as chairman of the board. The company said it did that so Dennis Muhlenberg could focus on safety and getting the troubled 737 MAX back into service. McAllister's parting words praised Boeing for its commitment to safety. Heather Bosch, Seattle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're on Obamacare, your rates will be dropping next year. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly 4 decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.